FM 90.3, Donkey J Tail, that's Elevation Worship with Rattle the McClure's Rain Above It All. Hey, it's 7:20.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, partly sunny. There's a slight chance of afternoon precipitation, high 62. Tonight, mostly clear, low 40. And tomorrow, sunny, high around 65. We're moving in the right direction. Come on, May. It's 46 currently here in Mannheim.
This morning, our friends from Piercing Word hanging out with us. They've written a new book called Warriors of the Word, the Bible Memorization Battle Guide for Winning Spiritual Victories. It's Aaron and Emily House. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And yeah. We love having you here. We love learning about your book. It just came out in February of this year.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. As we were looking through the book, I noticed that some parts say Aaron, some parts say Emily. Yeah. And then I noticed you have like little testimonials in there from others. Tell us about that, Aaron.
Yeah, we have what we call victory stories throughout the book.
Oh,
and
cool.
They're stories from people that are ages 2 to 94 that have experienced spiritual victory in their lives because of the scripture that they've memorized.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so we share those stories, and that's one of the treasures of the book, really, is all these stories.
Yeah. Is there one that sort of sticks with you, Emily? Is there one that jumps out at you when you think
about
those?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. One of our favorites is by a dear lady named Sharon Hartso. And she had seen us perform Piercing Word at Calvary Church in 2013. For the Christmas story, and that inspired her to memorize God's word. And so she got her little memorization cards out and was writing down Romans chapter 8, and she had memorized all 39 verses when she'd go for walks or ride in the car. And then sometime later, the next year, on September 14th, she received a phone call from a police officer that her son had been in a motorcycle accident.
Mm.
And he had died in the accident. And she writes, "A few days later, when I went to the funeral home to say my goodbyes, the pastor and I were the only ones in the room. He asked me if I would like to pray, and I said, yes. I took my son's face in my hands, and the words that came out of my mouth were, 'He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.' At that moment, I felt peace and the radiant glory of God filling that room. By obeying God's command to hide God's word in my heart, God took a moment of tragedy and turned it into a moment of triumph."
Wow.
And we're blown away by that story and all the other ones that God has done through people who memorize his word.
And I felt it in this room there as you read that.
I mean, got chills.
Yeah, I mean, you know that God is at work, and
yeah,
I love
absolutely
to hear that. Tell us where your book is available.
It's available online at warriorsoftheword.org, as well as all of our live events. And you can come see us perform scripture.
You're back we're, performing
yes,
again?
Yeah, we are.
Tell us about some of your upcoming events.
We're going to be at a couple of different places we'd like to invite you to coming up in June. We're going to be at Dove Westgate Church on June 4th. It's a Friday evening, 7 p.m., performing three whole books of the Bible. It's a triple feature. So it'll be Ruth, James, and Jonah. So three books of the Bible in under an hour, believe it or not. You can come be encouraged Friday, June 4th, December. Friday, June 4th, Dove Westgate Church. And then also, if you're in York, we have one later in June 25th. We're going to be doing Parables of Jesus at Grace Fellowship Church in Shrewsbury.
And you can find out about those at piercingword.org and the book Warriors of the Word book.org or Amazon or iTunes all those different places. And just before we go, one quick question. Whatever got you started in wanting to memorize books, Aaron? Because I know this has been a passion of yours for a long, long time.
Yeah, I go into that a little bit more in the book, but I'll give you just a glimpse. When I was a teenager, I was going through some very, very deep struggles with some neurological disorders, and I ran to the Word as my solace, and I realized that I couldn't just leave the words on the page. I had to take them with me. And I began avidly highlighting and underlining parts of my Bible that I just couldn't leave on the page. And so I was like, I need to memorize this and I need to memorize that. And I ended up memorizing the entire book of Philippians without even telling anybody, just as a part of my daily devotions as a teenager.
Right.
And just the impact of that on my life has been huge. So there's a lot more to share, but that's just a glimpse as far as kind of what God's done in my life.
Love that. Warriors of the Word is available online. You can go to warriorsoftheWordbook.org or at upcoming Piercing Word events, piercingword.org, or
I'm going to give you a chance to win the book right now, thanks to Aaron and Emily. So it's been so special having them in the studio. Their book, Warriors of the Word, I'm looking at it like, I got to read this thing because I know I could increase in this area of my life as well. So I'm going to take caller number 3. You can call right now for your chance to win Warriors of the Word, 717-392-3690, caller number 3.
And while we do that, we thank you guys for coming. We appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Thanks
so much.
All right, back to the music. Here's Toby Mack. This is City on Our Knees on WJTL. Good morning.